Choose my PFCC. Candidates for the Cumbria Police Force Area. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, PFCC. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. Contents. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, page 2. David Allen, Labour and Cooperative Party, page 4. Mike Johnson, Conservative Candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, page 6. Adrian Waite, Liberal Democrats, page 8. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cumbria, page 10. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners. On the 2nd of May, you will be able to vote for your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, PFCC. The role of the PFCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the Police and Fire and Rescue Service to account. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCCs, are elected to hold the Police Force and Fire and Rescue Service to account for delivering the kind of policing and fire and rescue service you want to see. In addition to their role overseeing the police, a PFCC is also the Fire and Rescue Authority, FRA, for their area. PFCCs bring a public voice to policing and the Fire and Rescue Service, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set police and crime plans, setting the fire and rescue objectives for their area through a fire and rescue plan, ensuring the police force and fire and rescue service budgets are spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable and chief fire officer, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives, and if necessary, dismissing them. PFCCs are responsible for both the police force and the fire and rescue service within their area and are responsible for delivering efficient and effective services. The PFCC does not run the police force or the fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers continue to be responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police force and fire service respectively, but they are accountable to the public via the PFCC. In some police force areas, a Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC, is elected instead. This is similar to a PFCC, but is only responsible for the police force in their area. They are not the FRA for their area. Furthermore, in some areas, neither a PCC nor PFCC is elected. Instead, there will be an election for a mayor who will hold the PCC, PFCC, or equivalent powers. 37 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 will be PFCCs. PFCCs are found in Cumbria, Essex, Staffordshire, and Northamptonshire. Work with others. PFCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. As directly elected individuals, they provide opportunities for greater collaboration and effective scrutiny of public services. In doing so, PFCCs also have regard to national cross-border threats and ensure there is an effective policing response. With a single directly elected individual overseeing both police and fire rescue services, there are greater opportunities for blue light collaboration. Represent the entire community. PFCCs are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Cumbria Police Force area and Fire and Rescue Service area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0300 131 1323. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person, at a polling station, by post or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. PFCCs are elected using the first-past-the-post voting system, where the candidate with the most votes wins. Voters will vote by choosing a single candidate on a ballot paper. This is the same system as UK parliamentary elections. For more information about your vote, visit https://www.electoralcommission.org.uk/voting-and-elections. David Allen, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. I am the only candidate with 30-plus years' experience in policing and law enforcement. My priorities are to save and improve our local police and fire service, putting police back on the beat, re-engaging with the public they serve, making sure that they have the resources to protect our communities and tackle the issues that matter to you. For 30 years, I served in the police, starting as a constable in Carlisle and serving in different ranks throughout Cumbria before joining the National Crime Agency and running the Interpol Bureau, tackling serious and organised crime affecting the UK. For the last 8 years, I have worked in our local NHS, where I set up Cumbria's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. My career is one of public service. I have tackled crime and disorder, held police officers to account when working in anti-corruption, and have represented the UK in international settings. If elected on May the 2nd, I will tackle antisocial behaviour, returning named officers to every community in Cumbria, fight rural crime, working with rural communities to identify and tackle criminals, ensure our fire service is fully funded, resourced and fit for purpose, carry out vital community work, funding vital community projects in Cumbria, tackle and reduce domestic abuse, improving the criminal justice system to deliver help and justice swiftly. As your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, I will stop the £16 million worth of cuts that are planned to take place to Cumbria Constabulary by 2029. Communities in Cumbria deserve to feel safe and want to see visible policing back on the street. If you lend me your vote on May the 2nd, I will ensure that happens. This statement has been prepared by Matthew Suddart, election agent on behalf of David Allen, 17 Spinners Yard, Fisher Street, CA3 8RE. Contact details. Telephone number 07562 928 475. Email davidallenforcumbriapfcc@gmail.com. Facebook https://facebook.com/DavidAllenCumbriaPFCC. Mike Johnson, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Election Statement. I have a track record of delivery. I have been Deputy PFCC over the last year. In that time, we've secured significant government funding. Crime is down, and average response times for both police and fire are the quickest on record. We have more police officers in Cumbria than ever before. I have listened to your requests for greater visibility and have introduced community beat officers, CBOs. In one area alone, antisocial behaviour fell by 47% following the introduction. I've worked to protect our rural communities by establishing a dedicated rural crime team and have increased the number of safe and well visits in rural communities undertaken by the fire service. I've also launched a new dedicated roads policing unit, only made possible through record police numbers, making our roads safer. Your priorities are my priorities. I will boost police numbers past the current record levels and further invest in CBOs, who will be visible to you where it matters the most. I will work to ensure that Cumbria remains a no-go zone for criminals and is as safe as it can be, with a focus on rural crime, roads policing, and antisocial behaviour. I will ensure that victims are at the heart of what we do. No one should be a victim of crime, but for those who are, I will ensure they receive the appropriate support. I will make our roads safer and will work with young people to educate them about the dangers. I will ensure the response to road traffic collisions is the best it can be. I will accelerate collaborative work between all blue light services, and I'm committed to maintaining frontline services in an affordable way. Prepared by the candidate's agent, Andy Pratt, Bodle Ground, Carlton, Holmrook, CA19 1YX. Contact details. Telephone number 07557 005573. Email contact@mikejohnson.org.uk. Adrian Waite, Liberal Democrats. Election statement. The men and women who serve in our police and fire and emergency services do an incredible job working to keep us safe, but they and the public they serve are being let down by the Conservatives. The Conservatives have taken people in our country for granted for far too long, especially people living in rural areas who rarely see a police officer anymore. We need a return to community-based policing, where officers are visible and trusted so that residents feel safe in their towns and villages. We need proper resources put into the dedicated rural crime unit so that farmers are given peace of mind. We need to be working with local agencies and organizations to help tackle issues like antisocial behavior, and we need a youth investment fund to help develop youth services. Cuts and mismanagements from the Conservative Party have resulted in our police force being left with a £16 million black hole. This is an absolute disgrace, and it will be local people and families who will be forced to pay the price for the Conservatives' neglect of Cumbria's police force. It's time we did things differently. As an accountant and former finance director, if I was elected to be our next Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner on May the 2nd, I would make sure that we get value for money, with a real focus on outcomes, preventing and detecting crime and ensuring that people in Cumbria are safe. Prepared by Paul Trollope on behalf of Adrian Waite, Liberal Democrats, both at Ackland House, Yard 2, Strickland Gate, Kendal, LA9, 4ND. Contact details. Website https://www.wfelibdems.uk. Email amhwaite@outlook.com. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Cumbria. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Cumbria. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Cumbria on the 2nd of May, 2024. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Allen, David, Labour and Cooperative Party. Johnson, Mike, Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets. Waite, Adrian, Liberal Democrats. I can be contacted at Andrew Seekings, Allerdale House, Newbridge Road, Workington, CA14 3YJ. email elections@cumberland.gov.uk. Telephone number 0300 373 3730. Website https://www.cumberland.gov.uk www.cumberland.gov.uk. This booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with this, please recycle it. This is published by the Secretary of State for the Department of Levelling Up, Housing and Communities, 2 Marsham Street, London, SW1P 4DF.